Hey, what's up? It is the 1st of Febrero, 2025, or so they tell us. RFB human there, even though he deleted himself. Damn jerk off. Deleting yourself from the friends list. Ridiculous. Doesn't look like a plane, although they said there's a lot of zipline parts all around. I mean, I was just watching the news and they were like, if a piece of debris went through the window while you were at Dunkin' Donuts or a nearby restaurant, don't touch it. If you see debris around, because it's all over the place, don't touch it. Just call 911. Well, it looks more like a weapon was used. Some are saying it's CGI. Something's going down, but it ain't what we think. So let's just take a look at this video I just found, and we'll take it from there. Okay? MK? It's Philadelphia.
I don't have time to analyze this, but what I'm seeing is just incredible. Okay? That does not look like an aircraft whatsoever. Well, let's keep on going. And this is how convenient. After a Blackhawk intentionally was flown into an American Airlines aircraft.
Intentionally, right.
Let's watch this.
That looks like a weapon. That doesn't look like... And he's about to say the same thing. Now, I came across a video claiming that that's CGI right there. A plane crashing, it's a Learjet. This is not like some majorly big jet. It supposedly had six people on there, six. This supposed plane flew into a row of homes. I think it destroyed six, if I remember correctly, homes. The girl's supposed to be 6 years old that was a patient on board, supposedly. This jet is registered, this Learjet, in Mexico. The girl was supposedly getting treatment with, and a family was with her, of course, at a Shriners Hospital in Philadelphia. She's leaving to go back to Missouri and then go back eventually. I mean, go to home via Missouri. They live in Mexico. This is how the story's going, okay? I think all this is kind of wacky. I don't know how it all works. I mean, if you get flighted to Shriners Hospital from Mexico, I don't know how that works. Was she getting cancer patient treatment? It's a Mexican plane that was like an air ambulance, they call them. Then it flies her back. I don't know how that, I don't know if free flights, I don't know, but this is very strange, and that doesn't look like a plane crash, and it didn't look like a plane going down. I'm freezing up. Well, it's more like a bomb. A missile.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? What is that? That doesn't look like a plane.
It looks like a missile.
Yeah, but they said it was a plane.
They lied.
Now, what an explosion.
Well, that's a mighty big explosion. I thought it was a Learjet.
That comes a different angle.
Yeah, but they said it had full of fuel, and that's what caused it.
Something ain't adding up, butthead. Something ain't adding up. It doesn't look like a plane to me. 30 seconds later, and the plane's going down like that. It doesn't even look like a plane. It looks like a damn missile of some sort. He's about to say it. He's about to say it. I know the quality isn't good because I'm mirroring this, but I wish he would make it bigger, but I'll show. See? He frees it. Come on. Let me see if I can find out where it is on the screen. This is at max capacity. I'm trying to, it's very small. All right. Here it is. All right. Hold on. Where is it? All right, that right there. Hold on just a second. Where's my finger? Right here. Let's see if we could... Sorry about that. Well, anyway, it's right there. You see that white spot right there? Now, that doesn't look like a plane. Don't forget 9/11 was CGI. That wasn't real planes that hit that. No, sir.
What is that?
What is that?
That sure does not look like an aircraft.
It doesn't look like an airplane, does it?
And in fact,
Learjets, I don't think, are that big to be causing such a big problem. All right, so he's going
to... Hey, goodness for these dash cam.
I'll show you a bigger version of this. Let's listen to what he's saying, if nothing else. All right, just bear with us. This guy's not doing a very good job of showing... All right, here it is. This doesn't look like a plane. He's about to make it bigger, finally. He's about to make it bigger. Do you see this? All right, right there.
Who's kidding whom here?
This right here. That plane?
I don't see any air ambulance whatsoever.
It's not a plane. It looks like a plane.
Like a new destroyer.
I know they said there are plane parts all over the place, but that's... They could have just put that there. Who knows?
A Learjet. Okay. There's totally a problem. But remember, they screwed up big time with the...
Listen to him. Listen.
Tomac. Mass murder. Okay? No, that doesn't jive whatsoever. An audio we already know from 9/11 they can fake.
Yeah, I have to say, I have the audio that he's referring to as far as for this plane crash, but I'm not going to bother playing it because they could fake it too. So, I mean, I might play it, but I don't know. They could fake that. That could be AI. That's like a ball or a missile or something. That's not a plane. And look at this. You're going to tell me a Learjet. And they kept saying on the news, they kept saying, well, it left with a full tank of gas. Well, how else is a damn plane going to leave? With a half a tank of gas? Of course, if it crashes, I mean, the gas is going to come into play. But like that? A Learjet? How big's a Learjet? There's only 6 people on it. It's not that big, is it? No. Or Lear plane or whatever. Look at this. Now, some people in the conspiracy theorist circles are saying this is CGI. I don't think so. But it could be. I don't know. But this right here. See that right there? Come on, what is that? What is that right there?
It looks more like your weapon was used.
It looks like a weapon was used.
Okay, it looks more like your weapon was used.
Yeah.
It looks more like your weapon was used. Okay, but the New World Order will go to any length to deceive you, you understand?
So
that's not jiving at all. It's clear that artificial intelligence is supposed to take over air traffic control. But not only that, civilian aircraft. Starting off with freighters. Look into Airbus Dragonfly, the A350. This is all real. But the New World, I mean, Yahweh is going to have to come in now after the fifth seal.
I got more.
Okay, we're not going to the property of Satan. But look at this, okay? This is all just garbage. Okay. That's good. We exposed the lie of the Tomac meteor crash. And now they're desperate.
Okay, let me show you this. This is an airplane crash in Philadelphia, Cottman Avenue off of Roosevelt Boulevard. Now, I was watching the news, and they had these, witnesses. And the witnesses, it seemed like they were just bad actors is what they seemed like. But let's take a look at this. And, you know, it's still early in the game. I'm sure more information will come out by tomorrow.
Hey, just stay on the other side of this tape right here, okay? I appreciate it.
Even this seems like it seems like a movie, the way they're acting. It doesn't even seem real. I'm not saying it isn't as far as the police are concerned, but... It just seems so damn, staged, this whole thing.
Can I get... Yeah, just stay on the other side of this tape right here, okay? I appreciate it.
Cops will not park for shit either. Missed the lines.
A plane has crashed right off the boulevard at Cottman Avenue. It's on fire. It's not under control. It looks like a side street. All police are fire. It looks like debris here. I'm in a debris field.
So debris is way over there, but where's the plane?
There is thick.
Where's the plane? Where's the so-called plane? Is it way off in the distance?
I'm working. I'm sorry. We're Fox.
Come on now. See, this is what's weird. They're saying debris is like all over North Philadelphia. This is just one fucking Learjet. I know it crashed into a row of houses, right? Wonder what the significance of that is.
I need to get my. I should have worn a jacket. You're sorry, brother.
Just go down there.
I will. There's pieces of the plane here.
Pieces of the plane.
All the way. Northeast Philly.
Where is this plane? That this piece of the plane? It looks like it's blocks away. I'm not a plane crash expert, but that doesn't make sense to me. When a car gets in a car crash, it doesn't like debris all over the damn city or blocks away.
And fire as far as I can see. Black smoke filling the sky over the shopping plaza.
This one looks more like a war zone than a plane crash. That's the way it looks to me, and that's the way it looks to a lot of people. Now, I'm sure as time goes on, we're going to see Illuminati numbers.
It looks like it's on a side street.
Illuminati numbers associated with this, because this seems staged, but it's way off over here somewhere, but there's debris over here. I don't know. I think that's kind of weird. Well, you got debris here, then about 8 feet nicely placed over here, then nicely. What is this?
Right across from a busy shopping center.
Maybe that's part of the. That could be part of barricade, maybe. I don't know. Looks like garbage. It's part of barricade.
So, okay. Pieces of the plane are in the Roosevelt Mall parking lot, it looks like, according to police. That's why they're roping that off.
Damn, the debris went far and wide, didn't it? There should be a lot of injuries then. There should be a lot of injuries because there was cars all around here. A lot of people should be injured because if that debris was shot out like shrapnel or, you know what I mean, like in a war, that people, there was traffic. I mean, a lot of people should be injured from this, I would think, that were in the area.
This is as close. There's black smoke. Sorry, I'm breathing bad. Flames of black smoke coming over.
Yeah, it looks like a war zone. This is one Learjet. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. I'm not an expert on this. I'm no Richie from Boston. I don't know everything. Or here in Crystal Clear. I don't know everything. But I do know some things. And I'm just showing you what the hell's going on out there. So let's take a look. Debris flew through window of the diner on Cotton Avenue. Hit customer in the head as he ate dinner several booths from the window. Now, debris went through the window. I would think that the debris would... You're talking about metal from a plane? Metal, you know how heavy that would be? And then getting propelled from an explosion? Nicely through the window? No one's gotten decapitated from that? Or... It hit someone in the head. What are you talking about? We talking about a little paper plane? What do you mean it hit him in the head? It hit a customer in the head while he's eating. Would that be the understatement of the year? What do you mean it hit him in the head? It's debris. What do you call debris from a damn Learjet? It would have to be metal, right? Or a tire or something. Something. And what did it do? It just went, it flew through the window, blocks away, it went boop. And just fell on the floor? Let's take a look at this. So the debris, what? It just went through this little area right here? What do you... I'm kind of confused. I'm not an expert on broken windows, but I mean, wouldn't it be like... wouldn't it be like shattered here too, part of it? Like splitting off in all different directions? I mean, it just like the cartoons. It just went right through. And you don't see any... cracks around this hole? I don't know. That's kind of strange. Who's this person that it hit him in the head? What are we talking about? Debris. Show me the debris.
So a piece of metal from the plane came through.
Okay, that piece of metal right there, that's got to be a pound or two. Times the velocity? Wait a minute. That's in the palm of his hand, but it made a hole this big, yet you can't see any proof that there was a hole there. I'm just confused. I'm just like, that's too clean cut looking to me. Looks like someone just put a piece of paper over and masking tape over a window. But let's see this. It looks like the top of an oxygen tank, a nozzle. Let's see. What does he got in his hand? It's weird.
So a piece of metal from the plane came through.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So it's a piece of metal from the plane. Now that's got to be heavy. They said that hit him in the head. Here, I'll show it to you. It's on X. Debris. Flew through diner on Cottman Avenue and hit customer in the head as he ate dinner several booths from window. Could you imagine the force and velocity that would have to travel to go that distance, blocks away, go perfectly through, make a perfect little hole in that window, and it's nice and neatly covered up with a piece of paper and some masking tape, nice and neat, and it's this thing right here. Do you know how heavy that has to be? I mean, a pound maybe of metal? And that thing looks heavy. I've held certain things like that. I mean, and that hit him in the head at a velocity. It's debris. It's like you're in a war. It would be like shrapnel going in. You know what I'm saying? That would damn kill someone. How would that not kill someone hitting him in the head as he ate din-din? Are you JKing me? Get the fuck out of here.
Did they take it from you?
Not from me, but from
him. Oh, it hit him in the head. It hit him in the head? Seriously? Are you JKing?
From you?
Not from me, but
from so a piece of metal from the plane.
Yeah, they said don't touch anything. You got to call 911 if you find debris or whatever.
Did they take it from you?
Not from me, but from my manager. Yeah, the guy was sitting right here.
They hit this guy in the head, and he's okay, and everything's.
So it came through the window and landed all the way over here, all the way here in the seat. Yeah. Was somebody eating at the time?
Yeah.
They didn't get hurt though, right?
Well, I think. His head.
Okay, it wasn't his head. He's this is the worker there talking about it hit the customer. Said they were sitting in the booth. It hit his head. Okay.
And it hit the customer in the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's really serious too, huh? So it hit the customer in the head. Yeah. Hit him in the head. He's okay. You buying this shit? I'm not buying any of it. I'm buying that there's a real agenda here. New World Order agenda, but I ain't buying. It flew into the damn restaurant and hit that guy in the head. And the guy's okay. And he's just all nonchalant about it. All of them very nonchalant about this, I noticed. Look at him. From this angle, he looks like that actor. Who is it? Oh, I can't place it. The eyes like that. That actor. Damn. I can't place it.
Okay.
Wait, what's that, right?
Yeah, well, I think
it hit the customer in the head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to lie.
But luckily everybody's safe, but something...
No blood, nothing.
You had no idea. Did you hear the...
It went right here, it flew all the way here, it flew all the way to the restaurant. I guess there was nobody sitting over here at the time, and it hit that customer in the head way back over here. Are you JKing me?
So a piece of metal from the plane came through.
Yeah.
Did they take it from you?
Not from me, but from my manager. Yeah, the guy was sitting right here.
Big ass diner, man. Those are real
so
diners
came
up there.
So through the window and landed all the way over here. All the way here.
All
to
the way over here.
Eating at the time?
All the way.
They didn't get hurt though, right?
Well, I think it hit his head.
It hit the customer in the head?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that guy look like he's telling the truth?
Everybody's safe.
Yeah, okay, went that far. Hit that guy in the head. He's okay. And it missed everybody else. What, no one else was sitting in these booths? No one was sitting at this booth right here? It was empty and it just hit a guy across the restaurant? What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about? I'll buy that for $1.
So piece of metal.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Piece of metal. That would fucking kill you. First of all, it flew. Had to be several blocks. Could you imagine the impact that would make? It just hit the guy in the head. It went boop. He's eating a Salisbury steak. Boop. What the hell is it? You got skeeters here? You got mosquitoes? This time of year up in Philly? Oh, it's a piece of metal. Wonder what's going on. Oh, a plane crashed several blocks away. Get the... I'm getting annoyed with this crap. Okay, let's go to this next one. This is crazy, man. Alright, here's another one. Alright. We're gonna take a look at these. There's a lot. It'll take me forever to go through this. Alright. Medivac MED service 056. Medivac Med Service 056. It's called a Learjet 55 Mexico registered. But again, Medivac Med Service 056 MTS-56. Crashed near the Roosevelt Mall, they're saying, after departing the Northeast Philadelphia Airport. Okay? Now, this thing is registered in Mexico. Let's see it right there. This is the size of it. That's not very big. This gas tank can't be very big. I mean, it's big enough, I guess, to go from Philadelphia to Mizzou, but it's not that big. And how much debris can you have that it's going to be blocks and blocks away or all over North Philly? I even heard the news say. And the gas tank, how big can that be? Big enough to cause a missile strike-like explosion? I think not. Again, I'm not an expert on this, but I'm just trying to use a little logic here. Little logic go a long way. I'm going to show you that this flight 056 actually arrived in Missouri. Could knock you over with a feather, right? The actual flight 056, Learjet 555, I should say, arrived in Missouri. I'll show you that in a minute. I'm not going to play the audio clip because, like he said, it could be AI. And I'm not going to... I'm sure you could, if you've done your homework, you could find it. All right, so let me X out of that. Let me go to this next one. We're going low budget tonight. Low budgety. All right, here's a plane crash. Northeast Philadelphia, when a small plane hit a building. Sound familiar? This is 911 shit. Some are saying it's CGI. That little Learjet caused this. That's a war zone. A war zone. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
Does that look like a plane crash or does that look like a war scene? Now, I'm not an expert on plane crashes, but I have seen them in the past, and I can't buy what they're selling. It's and that guy in the restaurant. Did the guy get hurt? No, it just hit him in the head. And the people they interviewed on the news, everyone's just so, like, real shitty acting. Terrible. Let's see. Here's... There's pieces everywhere. One police commander just said officers clear out the parking lot of McDonald's and medical oxygen tank from the jet. I don't even know why I did that. Let's take a look. All right, so this is more debris. This is an oxygen tank. Remember I said the top of that thing, the man was holding his hand, looked like an oxygen tank? My dad used to be on oxygen. He was 100% disabled Vietnam vet, so I know. So they're saying that this was recovered from the plane. I don't know what the significance of that number is. I'll leave it up to the experts. I'm sure it has something to do with it. I got so much stuff. I don't even want to get into it. I really don't. It's just like, it's exhausting. See, let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. The oxygen bottle. Nicely placed right there by the parking lot. I guess the oxygen bottles, they won't explode? I mean, if they're set on fire inside a plane, they're not... I don't know. That didn't hit anybody? That would kill people. That would do a lot of destruction. These things are very heavy, these oxygen bottles, without oxygen in them. I used to have to handle them for my dad. I used to have to go, like, take his empty ones, and those were pretty damn heavy, and give him a new one, which is a lot heavier. Those things flying through the air, UJK me, that thing had to be full of oxygen. Just landed right there in the street and didn't hit anything else along its way. I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling like we're being played. That's what I'm feeling. All right? Let's see. Now, I'm going to show you this. All right. We got a little bit of Leave the World Behind action. We have an entire month of explosions, airplane crashes, and mass casualty events in 2025. Is America under attack? Yeah, I'm going to say, I'll take attack for 200, Alex. Of course we are. Remember the barges hitting the infrastructure and knocking it down? Remember all the food processing plants? Oops-a-daisy, going up in flames. My bad. Notice how they're killing over 100 million chickens and other fowl so far. Our food supply in the name of the bird flu, which isn't even real. There are no flus. There are no viruses. You know when someone says you have the flu, what influenced, influenza, what influenced you to get sick? Well, we're being sprayed like bugs, chemtrails. You probably got a shitty GMO, chemical-laden diet. You know, you're eating most of the food in the grocery store, in the 90% of it, in like the center of the grocery store is all processed food. Read your labels, chemicals galore. You're going to get sick, and your body's going to purge. Your cells are going to purge all the toxins. And you've got mucus coming out of you. You could get a fever. And the witch doctor calls it a flu. What's your influenza? What's influencing you? It ain't a virus as what we've been told to. Did we go to the moon? No. Is the earth round? Hell no. Been lied to on many fronts. Is there such thing as outer space? No. Aliens? Yeah, they're coming through the border. That about it. All right. And interdimensional beings. Let's take a look at this. And plus, they're making cloning beings in deep underground militarized bases and shit like that to be released. But here we are. Under attack, folks. That's what this is. They're attacking our food supply. They want to attack us again with the quaxines. They want to lock us down again like prisoners. And they want you to wear a muzzle like a sheep in the name of the bird flu. Scamdemic 2.0 looming, too. We're under attack. Yes, we are. We're being propagandized. They need Trump. Trump needs to rescind the Smith-Munda Act, which Obama put into action, which allows us to be propagandized by the fake news media complex, which is mostly fake news, and the government. They need to rescind that. We shouldn't be, no one should be allowed to propagandize Americans. A plane crashed in Philadelphia on Friday, and this is the story, with a fiery explosion, so much so that they even said it felt like an earthquake. That's mighty strange. You can tell me a little fucking Learjet can cause all that mayhem? Destroy homes, cause earthquake-like feeling for the people there. It looks like a war zone. And then you got a piece of shrapnel flying all the way into a nice, clean little break in the window in the diner, blocks and blocks away. And it flies into the diner, and it hits a guy in the head, and it falls there while he's eating his food in the diner. Did the guy get hurt? The employee said no. Does that make sense to you? Only in clown world. The question that all America needs to be asking tonight, in light of events that have taken place nearly every single fucking day since the start of this month, is are we under attack? Because if we're not, then these are the most amazing series of coincidences to ever take place right before our very eyes. If this is not done on purpose, then this is the most amazing series of coincidences we've ever seen in our life. And there are no coincidences from hence to forth, damn it. I'm going to propose to you that Obama's Leave the World Behind is an activation right before our very eyes. Leave the World Behind protocols written by Barack Obama and placed in his America at War Civil War Netflix movie is in action right now. That's what's happening right now. Let's see. The month started with cars exploding, then switched to planes exploding. Then we had drones. Well, we had drones in December, too, and drones going into 2025. A lot of crap going on, right? Because they want order out of chaos. That's what this is. It's called Learjet 55, but 56 is the number we need to focus on. Let's see. Let's take a look at this. This is a plane, huh? This is a plane? Okay. No, this looks like a scene in friggin' Gaza or some shit like that. You gonna tell me a plane's gonna... 30 seconds later, they said that they said on the news that this crew was very well trained. Big thumbs up, man. So you can't say the DEI, damn it. Okay, good. We'll rule that out. DEI, no DEI employees on the fucking plane. Good. Good. Big thumbs up. Okay. 30 seconds later. 30 seconds later, would you talking about, Willis? That thing's going to take a nosedive, kind of like incoming a missile. Is this like a plane to you? This is from a dash cam blocks away. That looks like a plane? Now, someone on BitChute said that that looks like CGI. That looks like a damn missile going off. And I know BitChute says nukes don't exist, but that's what it looks like, what we've been trained to believe are nukes. Or a mini one. But that looks like a missile. Look at that. Look at that. You gonna tell me a little Learjet? You kidding me? Look at that. Come on, man. Look at that mushroom cloud it looks like. Look at that. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me roll that beautiful bean footage again. That looks like a damn mushroom cloud. So you got that going on. Then you got it coming up like here. Oh, maybe a full gas tank can produce that effect. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Wait a minute. This is weird. It looks like Mickey Mouse ears. This is weird. It looks like Mickey Mouse ears are forming. Pareidola. Pareidola, is that what they call it? Look. Hold on. Mickey Mouse ears. Kind of lopsided. Let me show you another one.
Yeah, man. She's
hey, man. So they got their Ring camera on. They're leaving their apartment or the house, right, in Philadelphia, in the streets of Philadelphia. Look at this. Okay, I got another question. Did you see how it just appeared out of the blue? Look at this. Look at this. There's nothing there. Watch. There's nothing there, and all of a sudden, boom. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Boom. Nothing there. Boom. Look at this. Look at this. And then that. All right. That doesn't sound like a damn bomb to you? You gonna tell me a little Learjet? What was on that Learjet? Some speculate it was a Mexican plane with a bomb on it. Well, you can't see it, but hold on a second. See it? Something just happened. Seriously? George Strait, you in the house? Oh, I hear you. You got that classic country song going on. Got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. Leave the world behind.
What are you talking about? You know something. I have a sneaking suspicion, but I wanted more information first. All sides were there, sure, but I didn't want to scare anyone. You'd have called me crazy because it is crazy. Because my primary client works in the defense sector, I spent a lot of time studying the cost-benefit analysis of military campaigns. There was one program in particular that terrified my client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. First stage was isolation. Disable their communication and transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible. Setting them up for the second stage.
See those cars? Those are, I think those are electric autonomous cars, self-driving cars, and all of a sudden, they just stopped right there in the road so you can't get out. That's why AI, self-autonomous cars, or whatever you want to call them, Self-driving cars are no bueno. We need to be in control of our vehicles, not allow a fucking computer, because then this is what can happen. They could clog up the arteries, the roadways, and you can't get out. They create the crisis. You can't get out. Kind of like Lahaina, when they set that on fire with the lasers, and then the police blocked it off where people couldn't get out. Well, they could use this. This is what Leave the World Behind is showing you. These self-driving cars, all of a sudden, just boom, right there in the road, and you can't get around that. Well, I'll find a way to get around it. If we got to knock this shit out right here, this rail, I'm getting around it one way or another.
Synchronized chaos. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. Overwhelming their defense capabilities, leaving their weapon systems vulnerable to extremists in their own military. Without a clear enemy or motive, people will start turning on each other. Done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own.
What's the third stage?
A coup d'etat.
Civil war, collapse of society.
Civil war. Collapse. This program was considered the most cost-effective way to destabilize a country.
Looks like they're working on it big time, these so-called elites. All right, let me get in. Let me get into this real quick. Shit. Damn, I gotta do Man Cave Karaoke. Okay. Come on. A Learjet 55 crashed around 6:30. We got a 6 and a 3 there. Local time on Friday, January 31st. I'm sure there's some kind of 3 and a 1. I don't know. 31. After departing from Northeast Philadelphia Airport, two people were on board. Wait a minute. I thought there were 6 people on board. Now there are two. Do you see they can't keep their story straight? Two people on board? I thought 6 people were on board. I thought there was a little child, too. The plane was en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Mizzou. I'm sure they'll investigate and they'll get back with us. Big thumbs up. No, they won't. No, they won't. They'll lead the... Do you see this organization will lead the... agency will lead the investigation and will provide all updates. How many times have we had processing plants, food processing plants, oil refineries in the past 2 years, trail derailments, all kinds of shit... Fracking barge hitting, knocking down the bridge in Baltimore. Barge hitting the bridge over in the river over out west. Never heard of these things, barges hitting bridges and shit. Till last year, right? Destroying the infrastructure. Oops, my bad. Probably AI-driven barges. Just like, I wonder, that plane that last night, that Black Hawk that hit that plane was supposedly self-driven, AI-driven. You don't want AI in anything, but here we are. So, there's supposed to be 6 people on plane. Now there's 2 people on. So you see, they can't keep the story straight. A liar can't keep the story straight. Let's see here. All right. Large explosion. Okay. The plane is reportedly a Learjet 55 medical flight with 2 pilots, 2 medical staff, a patient, and a family member. That's 6 people. See, this is another story. 6 people supposed to be on board, but I just showed you what they said initially, that 2 people were just on board. No? Somebody's lying here, big time. Alright, notice the both videos from different angles, the plane heading down to the ground at a steep angle, followed by a large explosion and fireball. First of all, I just showed you that plane, put that in quotes, appearing out of the blue. It wasn't even showing in the sky. All of a sudden, it was on fire-like. That's kind of weird. And then all of a sudden... As it appeared on fire or like a missile, it went straight down to the ground. When a plane's crashing, unless it's already on fire and that's what caused the crash, when a plane is crashing, usually it crashes, mayday, mayday, and it's not on fire. Could be one of the jets that are no good or something like that. One of the engines went out. But when it's going down, it doesn't have to be on fire. It's not going to be on fire until it hits the fucking ground. That thing was on... looked like it was on fire in the sky, but it appeared out of nowhere, and then when it hits the ground, looked like a massive explosion to me, from my angle. Learjets do that? They just appear in the sky as on fire or whatever, and go straight down like a missile? I don't think so, folks. I'm not buying what they're selling.
Yeah.
That doesn't really look like a plane right there. This right chair doesn't look like a plane at all. But it had quite the impact, didn't it? Huh? So someone said it could have been, we know it's registered in Mexico, it's from Mexico, that it could have had a bomb on it, which would be an act of war. Others are saying this is just straight up a missile. This is an absolute attack. I'm about to show you the proof. Hold on a second. Or when the jet crashed, someone, Aloha Snack Bar was yelled. Are you JKing me? As soon as the bomb, was that a Freudian slip? As soon as the plane crashed, Aloha Snack Bar, Aloha Snack Bar. So that's another angle. Listen to this.
Oh shit, a plane just fucking crashed. Oh shit.
You assume it's a plane, guy.
Oh shit, a plane just fucking crashed. Oh shit.
You should be saying oh shit to those damn fast food prices that you're in the drive-thru right there. That's when I say, oh shit. You see the prices of fast food?
Aloha Akbar! Aloha Akbar!
Aloha Snack Bar! Looks like an act of war to me.
Aloha Akbar! Aloha Akbar! What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Oh my God! Oh my God! La ilaha illallah. That's a plane, bro! That's a plane! I caught that on camera!
Why don't you say Aloha Snack Bar? Don't they usually say that when they're like causing mayhem and terrorism stuff?
Aloha Akbar!
Aloha Akbar.
Yo!
Aloha Snack
Bar. Yo! 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 Oh my God! La ilaha illallah! 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 Oh my God!
No. How do you know it's a plane? You're just assuming it's a plane.
Oh my God. Look, what the...
Why does he keep saying that? Don't they say that when they're causing terrorism? That's strange. I think it's strange. We're about to wrap it up. I want to show you this real quick. Actually, I have a lot more, but I don't have the time for it. Aloha Snack Bar. Oh, shit. Come on. Come on, I'm trying to find it. I might have lost it. It's pissing me off, because I want to show you the departure that this other angle. No, not that. Come on, man. I just had it. Where the hell is it? Not that. Bear with me. You'll probably check out. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right. Now listen. It's called Learjet 55, but its other name is Medjet MTS 56. I guess that's a medical term for this plane. I guess the brand of plane is Learjet 55. Kind of like we have a camper up in North Georgia, and it has a name like I'll make something up. Riverbend 36 feet would be the feet. Anyway, this is Medjet's 56. Now listen to this. MTS 56 just landed. The plane that exploded over in Philadelphia actually just landed in Springfield, Missouri, half an hour ago. I mean, a while ago. That's when this was. This, what I'm reading, came out at 9:02. So The MTS-56 plane that they're saying exploded over in Philadelphia, crashed in Philadelphia, on the streets of Philadelphia, actually landed in Springfield. Or so another angle of the story goes. Was that actually a missile that hit North Philly? Was it a missile? All right. Sorry about that. You can look at this. And now, you can look at this from FlightAware. FlightAware is right there. I guess you could check out flights. All right, FlightAware. Do you see that? FlightAware. MedJets 56. The one that I showed you that supposedly crashed. MTS 56. Remember I said, remember that name. Remember that I said. Okay. They're saying that it left at 6.06 p.m. from Philadelphia, okay? All right? And it landed 7:34 Central Eastern Time, Standard Time, I should say Central Eastern, Central Standard Time in Springfield, Missouri. Okay? Now, how did this jet crash in Philadelphia if it actually landed at 7:34 in Springfield, according to FlightAware? Inquiring minds want to know. So, again, was that a missile that hit Philadelphia? What did it look like to you? I approach this by different angles because they can't keep the story straight. It's just like with COVID. When it first broke out, the PSYOP, they couldn't keep this story straight. And I said, they're lying. Straight up, they were lying. There was no viruses. It was a hoax, but the agenda is real, just like this one, just like the helicopter crashing into that plane, and just like, which I found that weird, it's supposed to be a Russian skate team, but it was on American Airlines, and one of our own military craft deliberately crashed into it. What are they trying to say? And wasn't the tarmac or something like that supposed to be 33? Were they supposed to land? Illuminati number? But I digress, at any rate. What do you think? Think a lot of us in this community think we got it all wrong? You think it was actually a plane that took off and 30 seconds later it crashed and it caused all that mayhem? And you really believe that a piece of the what looked like the top of that oxygen bottle that was nicely placed in the street that really would have probably would have caused some kind of little crater or dent in the street if it landed from, especially from, oh, say, several blocks away and it weighs a lot and all that velocity? But I digress. Piece of it flew, looks like, cleanly through the window of a diner, which they nice and neatly covered up with masking tape, almost like this was in a movie. And then a piece of that metal flew straight in, like the Matrix, straight in, hit the guy in the head, but like in the cartoons, it just fell on the table. And the guy's okay. You believe that? If you believe that, then you're going to believe this bird flu shit. And you're going to get ready to roll up your sleeves for more experimental concoctions. Survival of the fittest. The Darwin Award goes to the sheeple then, if you believe this shit. I'm not buying it. But I did a lot of legwork to bring this to you. Now I'm going to let my hair down. Exclusive only for Fascist Book and Instagram. Man Cave Karaoke. Coming up next. What's your pleasure? Don't be a troll out there and bitch shoot. My subscribers, if you see a troll, say something. At any rate. Like, share, subscribe, or don't. Follow.